The makers of Alka-Seltzer bring you Lum and Abner. Folks, before we join Lum and Abner today to see how they're making out with a solution to their problem, let's talk for a moment about you and your problem. You put in a pretty busy day today, and as a result, your head aches and you have a touch of acid indigestion. Won't you give Alka-Seltzer a chance to help set you right with the world again in a hurry? You know, Alka-Seltzer can make a mighty big difference in the way you feel in a hurry because it contains the necessary ingredients to settle an occasional acid-upset stomach and to ease a painful headache, both at the same time. Believe me, folks, you're not, or really you're missing out on a mighty good thing if you're not already acquainted with the remarkable relief Alka-Seltzer offers for headaches and minor acid stomach upsets. So try it, won't you? Get Alka-Seltzer at all drugstores, either by the 30 or 60 cent size package, or by the glass at the soda fountain. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, things look a little gloomy for Pine Ridge's picture executives. Squire Skimp has hired their musician, their carpenters, and their motion picture operator for the theater he plans to open up in competition with the old fellows. With their help all gone, Lum and Abner have undertaken the job of finishing up the carpenter work themselves. As we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skimp overtaking Grandpappy Spears just about in front of the Jotham Town store.
Grandpap, just a minute, Grandpap, I want to see you for a minute.
Honey, Squire.
Yes, how are you today, Grandpap?
Oh, just fine, fine. Mm. Say, Squire, I ordered some new rolls of music from a Claire Pianer.
Yes, well, that's fine, Grandpap, but...
I got a list of the ones I ordered. Just a minute, I'll read them over for you.
Yeah.
Quick as I find a list here.
Well, never mind looking it up, Grandpap. Now, what I wanted to see
well,
you about...
Well, I can't find the pigeon-toed list now, but they're all gooder.
Yes, yes, bound to be.
Yeah, they'll be good with just about any pictures you run in your picture show there. I know they will.
Yes, but, Grandpap, I've been doing some thinking about you and your musical ability.
Well.
And I've reached the conclusion that I'm underpaying you.
How's that again now, Squire?
I say I'm afraid that I'm underpaying you.
Well, I will admit it takes a heap of talents to play one of them player pianers and do it right.
Oh, yes.
Follow them little signs along the side of the roll and everything.
Yes, that's the job, yes.
But I'm willing to work for what you've offered me.
Well, I know you are, Grandpap. I appreciate that. But on the other hand, I hate to see a man work for less than I know he's worth.
Well, now, that's all right, Squire. It's satisfaction to me.
No, tut-tut now.
Besides, I signed a contract with you, so there ain't much we can do about it.
Well, no, in a way, that's true, Grandpap. That contract that you sign is standing in your way. In fact, that contract is holding you back.
Well, yeah, I reckon it is.
Oh,
yeah. I never thought about it just that way before.
No doubt about it.
Of course, now, it still gives me twice what Lum and Abner was aiming on paying me.
Well, yes, it might do that, Grandpap, but it still represents a stone around your neck, too. A blind alley, a ball and chain.
Well.
That contract will prevent you from winning fame and fortune, I'm afraid.
Well, I do know. Is it actually that much of a hindrance to me?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed it is.
Well, by Jiminy, I wish I'd never signed the pigeon-toed thing then. But I reckon there just ain't nothing I can do about it now.
Well, no, in a way, there shouldn't be much you could do, but... I'll tell you what I'm willing to do, Grandpap. In the interest of your future musical career, I'm willing to tear up that contract.
Tear it up?
Yes, tear it up.
Would you sure enough do that, Squire?
Why, yes, indeed. And to show you that I'm a man of my word, I'll do it right here now. Right before your very eyes. I've got that contract right here in my pocket here someplace. Let's see. It's a letter from J.P. Morgan there. One from Roosevelt. Yes, here it is, right here. Now, just watch this right there.
Jiminy, you're right, all right, Squire. Yes, yep. Sirree, sir.
Well, there
you're
you are.
All right.
Right there now, Grandpa.
That's mighty nice of you.
You're a free man. You're no longer bound by any contract.
Well, good for me.
You're free to bargain now in any way that you please. Get what your talent is actually worth.
Well, fine. All right. Go ahead, Squire. How much do you want to offer me?
What was that, Grandpap?
Now, don't make it too much, Squire. I don't want to get into them high brackets. Not right now with taxes what they are.
No.
Go ahead, make your offer.
Well, Grandpap, I've been thinking this thing over. I've given a lot of thought to it. And I'm afraid that I couldn't afford to pay you what you're worth in my business, as small as it's going to be.
No, know. I don't reckon so. Nobody could pay me what I'm worth. But go ahead, I'm willing to take a cut. Make an offer anyways. If it's too high, I'll tell you.
Well, I'm afraid I'm just not in a position to offer you anything, Grandpap. Why don't you try Lyman Abner now? They need a piano player very badly.
Well, wait a minute, Squire. I don't believe I'm following this.
Well, you see, Grandpap, I find that all the music I'll need in my theater comes right along with the films that I buy now. That way, why, I won't need any piano music at all, you know.
And just a second here. You mean you ain't hired me at all, no way?
Well, yes, in a way, it does sort of add up to that, yes.
Jiminy, let's go back to that contract, and I'll work for the $6 a week you offered, even if I am underpaid.
Well, the only trouble is, Grandpap, you see, that contract, it doesn't exist anymore. You and I just tore it up, you know.
Well, I'll be a monkey's pigeon-toed uncle. Well, how about $5 a week, then?
Well, I'm sorry, Grandpap. I tell you, maybe we can get together on a deal sometime in the future. Yes, I'll see you later.
All right, Jiminy, come back here, Squire. How about $4? How about $2? 75 cents. 50 cents.
For the least words, Grandpap, what are you doing standing out here hollering at the top of your voice anyway?
Howdy, Abner. Jiminy, I believe you're just the feller I want to see.
Well, I don't want to see you. Now, go on now. Move along. I don't want you standing in front of our store.
Now, wait a minute now. This is public properties out here.
Not where your left foot's at, it ain't. We own the ground plumb out to there. Go on now. Move your left foot. Get it off on our property.
Now, Abner, don't be so hard on
me. Go on!
After all, me and you's been good friends for years and years.
As far as I'm concerned, that friendship ended yesterday when you quit us and signed up with Squire. Go on.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
I don't want to talk.
I've been studying about that, and I've just about got myself to where I think I'll change my mind.
Change your mind?
Yes, sir. I just got to thinking that I wouldn't want to play the pioneer for that snake in the weed, Squire Skimp, no matter how much money he wants to pay me.
Aye, doggies, now you're talking some sense, Grandpap. Come on inside here. Let's talk this thing over. Come on,
yes,
I don't need
that.
Let me get the door
right
open.
Inside.
Yeah. Lum ain't here right now, but I know he wants to get you back, so I believe it'll be all right for me to go ahead and make a deal with you.
Oh, sure, did. You're a partner just as much as he is.
Why, of course I am, sure. Sit down there, Grandpap. Take the good chair. Take the rocker there if we're going to make a deal.
Thank you,
Abner. It's awful thought of you. It's all right. All it's like for a fella to be comfort when I'm dealing with him.
Yeah, whereabouts is Lum at?
Oh, he's over at the warehouse working on it. See, we got to finish remodeling that building ourselves, because Squire Skimp hired all the carpenters right out from under us. We ain't got nobody to work for us, nobody we can get.
Yeah, I know, Dad. Lum ain't doing the work by himself, is he?
Well, him and me sort of taking turns over there.
Uh-huh.
He works for a while, and I look after the store, and then I go over and work, and he looks after the store. Then Mousy Gray, he's helping his spare time, and Dick Huddleston is helping us some. Everybody's pitching in on him.
Well, now, about this pioneer plan deal, Abner.
Well, here, though, wait a minute. Didn't you sign a contract with Squire Skimp?
Well, now, let me tell you about that,
you
Abner.
You sign one with him, you can't play for us, Grandpa.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let me tell you.
All right,
just this morning, I said to Squire, I said, I think you ought to pay me more money, Squire. And he says, well, sir, Grandpap, he says, I got to admit, you're worth 4 or 5 times what I'm paying you.
Did he say that?
That's what he said, them's his exact words.
Well, he must have been just joshing you there.
No, sir, that's what he said, and he's right, too.
He is, huh?
He says, I got to admit, you're worth 5 or 6 times what I'm paying you.
I thought you said 4 or 5 times before.
Yeah, whichever it was.
Yeah.
But he says, I got your signature on that contract, so it just looks like you're stuck, Grandpap, he says.
Yeah, that sounds just about like that, varmint.
So I says to him, I says, Squire, I says, I'll show you what I think of that dad-blasted contract, and right then and there, I picked up accept that pigeon-toed contract and a tort cleanup.
Tore it up?
Yes, sir, in little bitty pieces.
Well, good for you, Grandpa.
Well, I just had to do it. My friendships here with you fellers have just meant too much to me.
Well, I know that it does me good to hear you talk that way, Grandpa. That is a true friend, a true and tried friend. That's what you are.
Well, it just looks like I'm free again now, and you fellers can hire me back.
Well, good. Let's see now. What was it we was aiming on paying you when we first hired you? $3 a week, weren't it?
Well, yesterday you made an offer of $10 a week, though.
Well, that was when we was trying to get you back from Squire Skimp, though, Grandpap. That don't count.
I know, but don't forget, I can always go back to him, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it? Well, let's see now.
Tell you what I'll do, Abner. Old friendships and all, I'll work for you for $7. How's that?
Doggy, that sounds kind of high, don't it?
Well, make it $6, then. I don't care. Money don't mean nothing to me.
$6? I reckon, then, it's a deal, eh? Well, howdy, Lom. I never seen you coming up out there.
Granny's, I'm tired.
Well.
Hello there, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy, Lom.
I got some good news for us, Lom.
Well, good. I can stand a little of that nowadays. Let me sit down here.
Yeah, sure.
War to a frazzle.
Yeah, sit down and rest.
War to a frazzle.
Well.
Granny's, that sawing and pounding, and it's harder work than I ever figured it was.
Oh, yeah, I'm all stove up from it myself, I know that.
We're making some progress, though, I believe. You'd be surprised to death to see how much we got done when you go over there, Abner.
Well, I'm anxious to see it. You'd be surprised, too, when I tell you that Grandpap tore up his contract with Squire Skimp and he's willing to work for us again now.
Work for us?
Yeah.
Furnishing the music for our show, you mean?
Yes, sir. Running the player piano for us.
Yeah, I'd a heap rather work for you fellas, Lom, even though it means less money to me. Old friendships, you know.
Yeah, facts is, Lom, I was just getting ready to make a deal to rehire Grandpap and his pioneer for $6 a week.
$6?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. We don't want to pay him no $6.
Well, I know that's high, Lom, but don't forget now, he can always go back to Squire Skin.
Yes, sir, you fellas got a big competitor to reckon with there.
And we don't want to let Squire get ahead of us no ways, Lom.
No, but we ain't going to pay Grandpap nothing.
Huh?
Because we ain't going to hire him at all.
Huh?
I just found out from Dick Huddleston that when you rent a moving picture nowadays, all the sound and music comes right along with them. So we don't need no pioneer player.
We don't need none.
Dad, blast this pigeon-toed machine age anyways. I'll tell you what I'll do, fellas. I'll play the pioneer for nothing just to see the show free.
Mother, when the weather's cold and miserable, you wouldn't think of sending your children off to school or Dad off to work without first making sure that they were bundled up and protected from the elements now, would you? Well, of equal importance to them is another kind of protection that you should make sure they have each day. At breakfast time, give them each the protective benefits offered by one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets. They need ample amounts of these two important so-called cod liver oil vitamins. Vitamin A to help keep up normal resistance to cold infections, and vitamin D to help build and maintain normal tooth and bone formation. Now, that single one-a-day A and D tablet, which is really pleasant to take, will supply them with their full, normal daily requirements of both of these vitamins. And because a single, easy-to-remember tablet does the job, that makes one-a-day brand cost you less than lower-potency kinds, which require two or three tablets daily. So ask your druggist for a package of one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets right away and give each member of your family, yourself included, their protective benefits. Look for the name Miles Laboratories and the big one on the bright yellow package. That's the brand to buy.